Remember that record surge in children coming across the U.S. border from Central American countries last summer? According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, there's been a significant drop in the number of unaccompanied children crossing, in large part because Mexico has been deporting record numbers of them before they even get to the U.S. Jens Manuel Krogstad is a writer and editor at Pew. He focuses on Hispanics, immigration, and demographic trends, and he's here with what he's found. Jens, give us a sense of this year compared to last.
Sure. Well, first, like you mentioned, the number of unaccompanied children apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border has dropped pretty dramatically this year over last. So last year, from October to February, about 21,000 children were apprehended. And this year, over that same time period, it was only 12,500. So it's a pretty big drop.
Although when you say only, there are people, I'm sure, saying, well, that's still a lot, 12,000.
Yeah, that's still a lot. But you have to remember that last fiscal year, 65,000 unaccompanied children were apprehended, and that was by far a record number.
Over the year. Well, then tell us about some of the reasons. You say Mexico has deported 56% more children over that same period, that October to February period, than it did the year before.
Yeah, so this year Mexico has deported about 3,800 unaccompanied minors from Central America. And like you said, that's a 56% increase. And that increase has coincided with a concerted effort by the Mexican government to patrol their southern border. And that new effort was done around the time of this big surge last summer of unaccompanied children crossing into the U.S.
Yeah. Well, and there are people who are concerned about this, by the way. Maureen Meyer is a Mexican immigration expert with the Washington office on Latin America. She's worried that Mexico's increased deportations and aggressive enforcement that you just described could open up these young migrants to new abuses because they're just being rapidly deported, maybe back to dangerous situations. That's a conversation for another day, but you also found that maybe the situations in at least some countries aren't as dangerous.
Yeah, we found that the situations on the ground in some countries in Central America are changing. For example, in Honduras, drug-related violence has been a problem for a long time. And in 2012, it had the highest homicide rate of any country in the world. It was 86 homicides per 100,000 people. In 2 years later, in 2014, that number had dropped to 68 homicides per 100,000 people.
Still a lot.
still a lot, and that's still one of the highest homicide rates in the world, but yeah. It has dropped.
Yeah. Well, but not all the unaccompanied minors were coming to the U.S. from Central American states fleeing violence. You break that down as well. Some were fleeing violence in some countries, but others were coming for economic reasons.
Yeah, that was particularly true among Guatemalan children. They didn't have the extreme violence issues in their home countries that Honduras and El Salvador had. So it's interesting to note that this past year, these first 5 months from October to February, there's been an increase in the share of Guatemalan children, whereas last year, over that same time period, the increases were among Guatemalan, Honduran, and Salvadoran children.
Yeah. You talk about Mexican policy being part of this drop. What about U.S. policy? What impact has that had?
Well, the U.S. has been doing a lot since last summer's record surge. They started a public information campaign in Central America to discourage children from trying to cross into the U.S. because there had been rumors that if they made it to the U.S., they could get some sort of permanent residence or temporary status. There's also a new program to allow some immigrants who are already here illegally to get relief from deportation for their children.
Mm-hmm. And so that also has had an impact on the flow.
Yeah, at least according to U.S. officials, they've been crediting in particular the public information campaign in Central America for helping reduce the flow of unaccompanied minors to the U.S.
Mm. Were you surprised by what you saw, or did this fit what you might expect?
We weren't really surprised. It was interesting to see the number of deportations by the Mexican government. Just to put a number on that, we hadn't looked at the numbers in particular to see that 56% increase, which is pretty significant.
Yeah. Jens Manuel Krogstad, writer and editor at Pew Research Center, with the news that the number of unaccompanied minors crossing from Central American countries into the U.S. has dropped in part because Mexico has stepped up its deportation of these young people before they get to the border. Jens, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And this update now from across the Atlantic, as European and African countries struggle with their own migrant crisis. A record 280,000 people crossed into Europe illegally last year, more than half of them by sea, despite the dangers we've recently seen. Nearly 1,800 people have died trying to cross the Mediterranean so far this year. And yesterday, the EU Commission president said that the EU's response to the crisis has been too little, too late. And with the support of the European Parliament, he called for a mandatory quota system. It would require all 28 EU nations to take care of the refugees, not just leave it to Italy, Malta, Germany. We need to share solidarity, he said. We have to open the doors to make sure they don't come in through the windows.